What we believe. Agency is essential to our eternal progress. Our Heavenly Father has given us agency. This ability to choose for ourselves is an essential part of the plan of salvation. In the premortal council in heaven, our Heavenly Father presented His plan, which included the principle of agency. Lucifer rebelled and sought to destroy the agency of man. Moses chapter 4, verse 3. As a result, he and those who followed him were cast out. The rest of us chose Heavenly Father's plan, which allowed us to come to earth and gain a physical body. It also provided a Savior, Jesus Christ, who would atone for our sins. Through repentance, we could be forgiven. We shouted for joy. See Job chapter 38, verse 7. How we use the gift of agency in mortality affects our eternal happiness or misery. The Scriptures teach us that there is a law irrevocably decreed in heaven upon which all blessings are predicated. Doctrine and Covenants, section 130, verse 20. And to this law there is also a punishment affixed. Alma chapter 42, verse 22. Therefore, when we choose our course of action, we also choose the consequences of our actions. See Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. Although consequences may not be immediate, they will always follow. Choosing to follow God's commandments leads us toward peace and eternal life. Choosing to accept Satan's temptations leads us toward sin and heartache. The Old Testament prophet Joshua set the example for us when he said, "Choose you this day whom ye will serve, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Joshua chapter 24, verse 15. 1. Our mortal life is a period of testing to see how we will use our agency. See Abraham chapter 3, verse 25. 2. There must be opposition in all things so that we can see the differences between good and evil. This gives us the opportunity to choose. See 2 Nephi, chapter 2, verses 11 through 16, Doctrine and Covenants, section 29, verse 39. 3. Our Heavenly Father gave each of us the light of Christ so that we may know good from evil. See Moroni, chapter 7, verses 12 through 17. 4. When we choose our course of action, whether good or bad, we also choose the consequences attached to our actions. See Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 26 through 28, and chapter 30, verses 15 through 20. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. Revelation chapter 22, verse 12. 5. Because we are permitted to act for ourselves, we are responsible for our actions. See Helaman chapter 14, verses 30 and 31. 6. When we choose to obey God's commandments, our options increase, and we have more freedom. See 2 Nephi, chapter 2, verse 27. Doctrine and Covenants, section 58, verses 26 through 28, and section 93, verse 20. 7. When we choose to disobey God's commandments, our options decrease, and we may become captive to wickedness. See 2 Nephi chapter 2 verse 29, John chapter 8 verse 34. 8. Our Heavenly Father will not suffer us to be tempted above that we are able, but will make a way to escape, provided we choose to resist the temptation. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 13. 9. We must humble ourselves and pray continually so that we can resist temptation. See Alma chapter 13, verse 28. After the fall, Adam and Eve had moral agency, or the ability to choose between good and evil. This made it possible for them to learn and progress. It also made it possible for them to make wrong choices and to sin. Preach My Gospel, page 49. Wherefore, men are free to choose liberty and eternal life through the great mediator of all men, or to choose captivity and death according to the captivity and power of the devil. 2 Nephi, chapter 2, verse 27. End of the section, What We Believe. Agency is essential to our eternal progress.